Sex workers groups, encouraged by a recent court judgment decriminalizing homosexuality, want prostitution legalized. Gender activist Onetsi Makhumalo says the time is now to protect the interests of sex workers.
So in terms of public health, this is something that we really need to get into. They'll be able to especially access their medications that also has to do with STS and stuff like that. And then also the number one two thing is in terms of their security, we need to be able to legalize sex work so that these people are protected. They will be able to report violations that they may come across in their profession. They have a right to be protected by the state as every other citizen.
The Botswana Network on Ethics, Law and HIV AIDS has been fighting to decriminalize voluntary sexual transactions between adults. The group's director, Cindy Ngelemi, says prostitutes are often subjected to inhumane treatment.
In some instances, we have seen the police officers searching sex workers and confiscating their condoms in the event that they are waiting for clients. In our view, these actions are counterproductive in terms of Botswana reaching epidemic control by 2030.
Ngelemi says the best the government can do is to recognize sex work.
Sex workers are not protected. They are vulnerable while in the outskirts trying to do their business. So as a government, I think we have a responsibility to protect sex workers. And what better way to protect sex workers than to decriminalize sex work from the point of view of the Constitution?
President Mokgweetsi Masisi says although Botswana is a conservative society, his government will embrace inclusivity and respect the court's decisions. Botswana has an estimated 7,000 workers earning money from sexual transactions. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.